is A View from the Bridge, official podcast of the Belfast Giants for kingdomofthegiants.com. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of December, is that right? Yeah, when you're on holiday, you have no idea what day it is. My name's Patrick Smith. Listen, thank you so much to everybody who has come out here. We've got such a crowd tonight. I've even brought a clipboard with an agenda on it. And this stuff is usually so just winged together, but I've actually prepared something. So, without further ado, I'm going to ask my colleagues to come and join us on stage. Mr. David McGimsey, Mr. Simon Kitchen, and Mr. Aaron Kernahan. Come and join us, mate. Come on, guys. Give a bit of a round of applause. Give us a bit of a... mic there, and the mic. There should be one more. Yeah. Guys, we're going to do this. I know usually we would try to get people to stick their hands up and ask a few questions, and people can get a bit shy and not want to do it. We are actually on Facebook Live today as well, so hello to everybody if you are watching. How many do we have, Dave? Three? 17? There's 17 people at home. Why aren't you here? Anyway, we will do something along the lines of... the fan agenda. So if you want to ask a question, I'll keep looking at my phone. Get your phone out, go on Twitter, hashtag TFA Live, and I'll try to ask as many questions when I get a chance to look at my phone as I possibly can. Let's start off, gentlemen, looking back at where we are at this moment in time with the Belfast Giants. We've just had two games over Edinburgh and a win, and a quite, let's say, comprehensive victory against the Clan in Braehead. Davey, we're 10 games unbeaten. Yeah. From those 10 games, I think we've scored 44 and conceded 22. Where do you think the Giants sit at this moment in time, in your opinion?
Second.
But Aaron.
Okay, well, if you read my Twitter feed over the last few days, I'm a bit nervous because there's a few people want to appease me here. So, you know... At this, you've got, but says, I've got my enforcer in the corner here, but yeah, it is a bit simplistic to say, yes, we're sitting second. We're in the semi-final cup, we're sitting second, we're on a 10-game unbeaten streak, you know. So a bit of realism is obviously is required. Could we have done better over the first half of the season? Some performances could have been better, but we are where we are. And we're looking, as you know, last three seasons, 72 points won the league last year, 74 won the year before, and 68 would have won it the season before. We're halfway through the season, 26 games in, we've got 37 points. So if we have exactly the same second half of the season with the bumps in the road that we've had and the streaky bits that we've had, we'll end up with 74 points. Now, the last three seasons that would have won the league. Cardiff Devils, we can't worry about them. We can only worry about ourselves. If they streak off and they get 88 points or 100 points, whatever, all you can do is say, well done, Cardiff Devils, and we've given our best shot. But the way we're set at the minute, we're set for a good season. So I think a bit of realism is required. Yes, we could have been better. There's been performances that we'll look at, probably not look back on. But at the same time, we're in a good position, which is what we've been saying for the last 3 months. We need to be in position on the 1st of January, and we're in a good one.
Are we finding that consistency, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back, I suppose, a couple of months, you know, we were talking, we're pretty down on some of the performances and where we were, but... If you'd have said to me a month ago that coming out of the Christmas period, okay, there's still a few games left, but coming out of the Christmas period, we would be up towards the top of the table, would have put together a 10-win streak. I'm not sure I would necessarily believe. Just so that what the guys have done has been absolutely fantastic in the last 10 games. But the important thing is we've another three games and sort of the next few nights here, and it's important to kick on from where we are now. But yeah, we've put ourselves in a position where we're not out of it.
Simon, you were in Braehead at the weekend doing some updates for Review from the Bridge, and not that many spell mistakes, so well done.
I think that
must be a first, so you weren't on the boost. But the performance in Braehead, what did you think?
Boomerang Corner or the Giants?
Well, first of all, let's assess the Giants and then we'll move on to Boomerang Corner.
It was my first experience sitting in Boomerang Corner, or travelling Boomerang Corner. The crack was absolutely brilliant. Those guys here, I know there's a few of them. I haven't seen Joel Neal surface yet. Oh, is he here? No, Joel's not surface yet. I'm not surprised. But the guys in Boomerang Corner are absolutely outstanding. And the Giants, I honestly thought that the Giants, it was their best performance of the season. Braehead had the first 10 minutes, they were more or less in, I wouldn't say in control, but they certainly had their chances. And then as the game went on, we gradually got that second, got the third goal, and we didn't. Honestly, didn't look in danger at all. Really, really good road performance. And again, you know, it's all about the confidence. You get 10 games unbeaten. And you listen to Matt Nickerson's interview after the game, the guys are loving it at the minute, so hopefully on day 11 this evening.
Well, have we found that scoring touch we've been looking for? We've been talking about it week on the podcast, the fact that maybe the scores we wanted to score weren't found in the back of the net. As I said, 44 goals in the last 10 games. I'm looking to Davey to say if that's right. I counted them up on the back of a fag packet earlier on, but 44 goals in the last 10 games is pretty good. 9 goals against Edinburgh.
Yeah, I mean, Edinburgh are missing their first goalie in fairness, like, and the guy came in, he did a really good job on Thursday, and he looked, I mean, Davey and I were talking about it in the webcast, he looked absolutely exhausted on the Friday, but, you know, if you look at, on, this is Wednesday, isn't it? Wednesday. If you look at Monday night in Brayhead, Forney, Riley, and Chris Higgins didn't get a point. You know, so when you've got your second, third, and potentially fourth line as well, basically picking up points on your D-man, Garside, Martinelli picked up goals as well. You know, that's exactly what you're looking for at this time of year. December's the busiest month of the year in the calendar, and in fairness, it couldn't go much better so far.
Credit's worth you, Davey. I was talking to Mark Brooks the other day, and I can't remember when the Belfast Giants had 5 wins in a single week.
I should have checked, but... You might be right. I don't know if it's ever happened before. You know, you always have a chance you're going to drop one of those. But yeah, it's been a really good, positive Christmas after sort of a bit of doom and gloom over the last while. And you say, whatever that was, 44 games, 4.4 goals a game. And generally over the course of the season, you'd average probably slightly less than 3. So we're obviously in a rich vein of form. And you see teams around the league struggling maybe on nights as well. And you have Tomo last night talking about Sheffield and how quickly they're looking to make changes with you know, a couple of games without goals, and we knew we'd recruited well, and we've stuck with what we've got, and they've built themselves in the form. So you've got to hand out credit when we've been the ones over the season that have been handing out the slaps in the back of the neck when it's been bad, and now you've got the hand out. You've got to give a pat in the back as well whenever it's going well, and the guys have worked themselves, and they've worked, which has been the key to it. They've worked in the form, and you know the results have came with it.
Slaps in the back of the neck got you there, sis, to that one. The fact is now, obviously this Christmas period is a very busy one, Aaron. We've still got a few games to go. We'll talk about tonight's game in a second because we're going to bring somebody up who might have a bit of an insight to the opposition. But keeping this run of form, running into what is going to be 2 massive games against the Sheffield Steelers. Now, don't get me wrong, the Sheffield Steelers lost 2 games against a team they consider to be beneath them just previously against the Nottingham Bears. But how important is it to keep that run going? See, I left a pause there for a laugh and I heard a little bit of a giggle. How important is it to get that run of form coming in against the Steelers?
It's massively important. You know, I think we can't even begin to look towards those Steelers games at the minute. You know, as you say, we've a lot of games, you know, we've tonight ahead. We've got a game on Friday against Brayhead again. We've got to take it, you know, cliche time, one game at a time, get through tonight.
Ding!
Get through tonight, then, you know, see where we are after tonight, look forward to Friday. So it's in our own hands from now on, really, if you think about it. You know, just take it one game at a time, win every game from now to the end of the season, we'll win the league.
It's as simple as that. Right, let's move on. I'm going to bring up a man who's in conversation with another general manager. He is the general manager of the Manchester Storm, but we know him as something else. Please welcome television's Neil the Coach Russell. How you doing, mate?
Hello, Patrick.
This is where I pretend I haven't seen you in ages. How's it going?
All going very well.
Yeah, good.
All going very well.
So, the Challenge Cup. I'm not going to start there.
My mobile phone is in shreds. I got thrown down the tunnel just as that Alex Foster game-winning goal went in.
Well, actually,
it's in shreds.
It is worthwhile starting out. Yeah. We did play you last season in the Challenge Cup, and it was a very different situation to what we have now. You guys took the lead 3-1 and 3-1 again, and the only time the Belfast Giants took the lead was in overtime. That's progress for the Manchester Storm. Obviously, you're frustrated with regards to how that came about and how that ended, but do you see that as progress for the Manchester Storm?
Oh, very much so. I mean, you come up against a team like the Belfast Giants, I mean, stacked with quality. Thorts and Walter put together a very good team again here in Belfast this year, littered with former NHLers, American League players. You know, for us, you know, this time last year, as you say, in the Challenge Cup quarterfinal, We got absolutely railroaded both over in Aldrigan and also here at the Odyssey. I can't remember what the final score was, but it was... Sorry, the SSE. Spot the man that's been away for the last 18 months.
He'll get used to it.
I think the final score in that last year was something like 11-4, 11-5. So in terms of progression, very much so. But then, of course, and you've probably have heard me saying this at different stages, Pash and myself, you know, we had a full summer this year to actually recruit the team, which was something that we didn't have the luxury of last year.
You didn't have to do it in 3 days?
Six weeks last year, but with the full 27 hours a day, 465 days a year. So we were able to put together the team that we felt was capable of challenging. And, you know, obviously the rink over in Manchester, it's a clone of the Big Blue Tent. So last year's team was very small and fast, which was great, especially on the road. But we knew we needed to get a bit more size and a bit more physical for our home rink. And that's what we've done. And so far, so good.
Just quickly to say, if you are watching on Facebook Live or if you're here there and you want to ask television dealer Coach Russell a quick question, just use the hashtag TFA Live. We'll shake the head for a bit.
Go on.
So, regards to, we talked about aims and objectives, with regards to the Challenge Cup, how do you feel the Manchester Storm's form has been leading up to where you sit now?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I don't think many people would have given us much hope going into Cardiff. When was that? It's Christmas time, so I'm losing track of days. But 23rd, I went into Cardiff and picked up the points. And do you know what? I watched the whole game and I thought we were excellent. Well-deserved 2 points for the Storm. And again, this time last year, would we have been saying that? You know, against the likes of Cardiff or some of the bigger teams, no chance. We've started the season off well. Especially, you know, we've had the battle, sound like Gary Moran here, but battling with injuries quite a bit. And certainly from our side of things, we just don't have the overall depth that some of the bigger arena teams do have, so they can saturate those injuries. We don't. So really, over the last couple of months, we've played two imports down. We're going to be doing the same again this evening. But this team have a bit of heart about them. There's no question about that. Don't lie down. Play a full 60 minutes and give 100% every single night. Just there's three cliches just rolled off in the space of 30 seconds.
We talked. Well, Paddy mentioned, you know, the progress you've made as far as the result against ourselves in the Challenge Cup, but results in the league as well. You know, you touched upon the Cardiff win. I think it was 4-1 against the Giants. You must be delighted to be putting in performances like that as well. But is it the consistency that you maybe lack at the minute?
Yeah, probably overall. But then again, if you look at the league table from what, fourth position through to ninth, there's very little between fourth and ninth position. So it's, you know, you've heard all the coaches and probably general managers saying across the league this year that, you know, there's so much parity, and there is this year, and obviously the 14 imports allows that parity to happen to a certain extent. You still rely heavily on good recruitment, and it's something, again, you guys will have heard me saying plenty of times, it's something to Pash prides himself on in terms of good recruitment. And just noticing the legend that is Mr. Whistle standing over there at the bar, and he did exactly the same here in Belfast in the first season. He brought guys in here who bought in fully to what the Belfast Giants organisation were looking to achieve, guys who were willing to go above and beyond, and that's what we're trying to replicate over in Manchester, because it's a new franchise in essence, and we've got to be out and about, and that's what we've managed to achieve.
I'm aware that we're short of time, so I'm not going to ask you a question. What's it been like, Coach? What's it like? We're going to put the band back together.
The band back together. Take that. Take this.
Never.
I have to say, I do miss it. I do miss those Tuesday nights sitting, you know, locked in the bedroom. You know, get.
Hang on.
Sounds horrendous. It definitely was not like what he's put it to be.
Sounds horrendous. But yeah, and I have to say, I miss it from. But I never miss an episode of listening every single week to your mumblings. But yeah, it's been an enjoyable last kind of 17
mumblings.
Well, yeah.
Well, it was mumblings when you were on, mate. Come on.
Absolutely, I know. Rants and raves, but anyway.
So, looking forward, regards to the Manchester Storm, we talked about where you are right now. Obviously, out of the Challenge Cup, still in there with regards to reaching the playoffs. I've heard you say before that you wanted to see them reach, you know, get into that playoff fight, and that eighth would be fair enough. is it fair enough? Surely you want higher. What is your actual objective here?
Oh, you know me, Patrick. I always want higher. I think from our side, and I see our podcast host, Claire Freeman, over from Manchester this evening. She'll tell you...
Rival podcasts in here. Uh-huh.
No. The one thing that we set out to achieve this year was progression. You know, we finished ninth last year in our first season. We qualified for the quarterfinal of the Challenge Cup. So that's why I think last week was such a big thing. We wanted to show that progression even further and get into the semi-finals. Obviously not to be, but I think it's important as a new organisation that you show both to your fans and the wider league that your organisation is showing progression both on and off the ice. And, you know, whenever I say 8th position, would I be happy with the 8th position? No, I wouldn't, because I see what this team can actually produce night in, night out. But as long as we do show that progression, make the playoffs and make a real dent into those, hopefully, yeah, I'll be a happy guy.
Okay, well, I think it's time we moved on. But we do have a couple of TFAs that are coming. I'm going to ask you one just quickly, David, before we move on. It's from, I think I've seen him in here, it's John Fagan. He has the change in form, or at least consistency, come from a change of tactics from dump and chase to a general more passing play?
I think we were going through a period there where we were having to tailor our system to the players that were in and out injured, the inconsistency of our lineup. When we've got a full roster of bodies and everyone's fit and healthy, we're able to play, as Walter calls it, the system. You know, the things that he's trying to do in practice, we're getting our line set up. You know every night now it's going to be Forney between Higgins and Riley. You know that Saviano's going to be out with them or Ian Shades. So we're getting consistency, and with that comes consistency. Consistency of selection comes consistency on the ice.
All right. Well, I hope that answers the question.
Hope so.
I'm going to move on because I decided that for a bit of a change, this one we're going to do a bit of a Christmas quiz. And I asked for volunteers from people who come along. We got two. So I'm going to ask Stevie Thompson. Yeah, we did. You were volunteered, Stevie. And Phil Armstrong, come join us on the stage. Thank you very much.
Come on, guys. A little round of applause.
How are you doing, lads? All right? What I'm going to do is just, if I'm going to, hold on for a minute.
Hello.
Divi, double stacked.
Is there teams in this or what?
No, hold on.
Oh, Sean. In true Elite League style, I brought a Marks and Spencer's food hall back. And I know you wanted to have the team from the East, Divi, but that's not going to happen. I've got everybody's name, so I'm going to ask Phil, if you pull out a name.
Oh, everybody's in there?
Everybody's in there. You've got Aaron.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yes. You've got Sins.
It's me and the coach.
You've got coach, and therefore, David, you're with Stevie Thompson.
I've done worse.
So switch sides, guys. What we've got is we've got five questions each, and I know what yous are like with regards to competition. So I'm actually going to give the team captains, which is Steve and Phil, the choice of question A or question B. I'm going to take Phil first because Phil comes first in the alphabet. That's just how it's going to happen. So, Phil, do you want question A or question B? No, question A. I asked Adam Keefe who would win in a fight between Jonathan Boxall and Matt Toe. What did he say?
Boxall?
Adam what? Keefe said it would be a draw. I can see that. So question B for yourself, Steve.
We see a draw. Do we get a...
No, you don't. Point? You don't. No. It's two, by the way. We've got a scorekeeper over there. It's 2 points for a right answer. And Hitchie wants in? Is he watching? All right, Mark. You get question B. I asked Matt Nickerson who would win in a fight between Jonathan Boxall and Matt Toe. What did Nicker say?
Boxy's a bully. We're going with Boxy.
Matt Nickerson said it was a draw. Neither wanted to throw either one under the bus. So that's no points each. Well done, boys. We'll come back to you, Stevie. Question A or question B?
Going for B.
The Giants last won the playoffs in 2010, and we all know that Evan Chevrey scored the winning penalty shot in that game. But what Cardiff Devils player had his shot saved by a fantastic diving save from Stephen Murphy to set up that championship-winning moment?
That's a hard question.
Yeah. We're going for Boom Boom.
Boom 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 Boom. Well, the shooters were Evan Chevrey, Wes Jarvis,
take a boom,
Tom
boom,
Walsh,
boom, shoot.
Jeff Swayze, Mark Smith, and the shot was missed by Boom 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 Boom. Well done, lads. 2 points for you guys. So question A for you boys. The Belfast Giants won their first and only Challenge Cup on St Patrick's Day 2009, beating the Manchester Phoenix 3-1 on the night and 6-5 on aggregate at Dundonald Ice Bowl. But the cup-winning goal was short-handed and unassisted. Who scored it? If you don't get this one, this one gets passed over for a point.
Mike Burgoyne.
Mike Burgoyne is correct.
Well, it's on, coach.
Mike Burgoyne is the correct answer.
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast. let the smile on his face. Okay, Phil, question A, question B.
Go on A again.
Okay. He played 41 games for the Belfast Giants, but what number was worn by Sam Roberts? Number 6, number 16, or number 18?
Number 6.
Number 6 is correct. 2 points for you guys. Question B for yous. He played 55 games for the Belfast Giants, but what number was worn by the former Coventry Blaze, Steve O'Brien? Number 3, number 5, or number 15?
Fifteen
is correct. Back to you, Steve. We're going to round four. Question A or B? Hey.
Ask him.
True or false?
Yes.
According to Elite Prospects, more goals were scored for the Giants by Pierre-Luc Faubert than Simon Lambert. True or false? More goals by Pierre-Luc Faubert than Simon Lambert. Sorry, lads. We're just here for Christmas. Don't worry. What's everybody doing for New Year's?
These boys.
Hold on. Who scored more?
Who scored? But basically, who scored
Lambert
more?
Butler or
Lambert or Faubert?
Stevie Thompson's pulling out Faubert's injury, so he's going for Lambert.
Lambert. Okay. Simon Lambert scored 15 goals for the Belfast Giants. And Pierre-Luc Faubert, not only would he fall down if somebody in the crowd farted, he scored 16 goals for the Belfast Giants. So unfortunately, that's no points for you boys. Okay, over to you guys. His coach is basically looking at all. Are you looking at Elite Prospects? If you're looking, check his phone. True or false, according to Elite Prospects, Theo Fleury has more assists for the Belfast Giants than Graham Walton. True or false?
True.
Theo Fleury has 70 assists for the Belfast Giants. Graham Walton has 70 assists for the Belfast Giants. It's false. They are the same. No points for you guys. The same. Mm-hmm. And Andrea, what are the scores looking like? 4-4 as we go into the final round.
An arm wrestle.
Okay. And this round is the Dave Whistle round. Questions on Dave Whistle. Question A or question B? Question A. How many UK hockey teams has Dave Whistle either played for or coached? I'm going to pass this over for 1 point if they don't get it. Either coached or played for. No, oh, there's a lot of numbered crunching going on here. The pressure's on, boys.
Sorry, Hobby.
How are we going for it?
We're going with 6.
6 is incorrect, I'm afraid.
Is
over
it close?
Pass it over for a point. Unfortunately, 5 is incorrect as well. The answer is 8 is correct, David Whistle. Billingham, Romford, Basingstoke, Telford, Bracknell, where he player coached, Belfast, Cardiff, and Sheffield. So that is 8. So over to you, boys, for your own question on Dave Whistle.
Thanks, Wes.
Well, we're going to give you a bit of a random fact about Dave. At the Telford Tigers, Dave Whistle scored 187 points in 47 games. I tell you what. Anyway, but as a player and coach, how many trophies did Whis win in the UK? I will say that I took this off Elite Prospects, so it's incorrect, Dave. You can call them up and give them grief. But surely you know, you were involved. All right, boys, come on. We're not here all day.
Three
is incorrect.
Six
is incorrect as well. Going over to Dave Whistle. Four is the correct answer. The 1999-2000 Ice Hockey Super League with Bracknell. Then over here, again in 2001-02 with the Belfast Giants. He won the playoffs with the Giants in 03, and he won the Knockout Cup with Sheffield Steelers in 06. It does count. Here's one for you. Just a random one, apropos of nothing, because I know it's a draw at the minute, isn't it? Apropos of nothing, and you can't answer this because I think you've seen it. So, do you guys know who's won the Knockout Cup the most times?
Oh.
What player? No? Anybody? Does anybody know what players won the Knockout Cup the most times? It was only played for four times, won by four different teams, and one player won it three times. Paul Sample's correct. Doesn't mind. Don't mind. So we're 4 points each, and we come down to the tiebreaker. So I'll ask you both the same question. I'll get answer who closest one wins. How many appearances has David McGimsey had on popular Belfast Giants podcast, A View from the Bridge?
You!
He goes first, then, doesn't he?
I can have a go.
There you go first.
Am I allowed to
know? Yeah, if you know.
I'm not having a clue.
I know. I've counted it up. How many times has Davey been on A View from the Bridge? How many?
142.
142, okay.
The nearest one
to it, yeah?
141
then. 141. Oh, the answer is 145.
Really?
Well done. I don't know. It is, yeah.
Shit.
So, your round of applause, please. The winners are Phil Armstrong's team. And you're going to make a move. A big thanks to Neil, the coach Russell, for joining us as well. Well done, gents. Congratulations. Davey will sort you out with your prize afterwards. I don't know what that is. He said he was going to sort you out.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Wow. 145, Davey. Don't ask me how many times I've been on. A lot of time wasted. Right, let's move on. Keep the questions coming because we've got a big one coming up now. I'm very delighted to be able to introduce to you a man we've just talked about, a man who won the Ice Hockey Super League with the Belfast Giants, went on to win the playoff championships. Please welcome to the stage Mr. David Whistle. My first question's easy. I always wanted to know this. The actual word I'm not going to use was that. How annoyed were the Bracknell Bees when you took half their team to Belfast, a championship winning team, and brought them over here away from them? How annoyed were they?
Yeah, they were annoyed. We found out when we went to Bracknell for the first game again. I mean, they were booing every time for the whole game, to be honest to you. But you know what? I gave them their option. I was coaching there, and I told them, I gave them a list of players that I would sign if I was back, and I gave them till the end of June, and they didn't do that. So I said, I'm going to sign these players if you don't sign them, and they didn't do it, so I did.
Was it an easy decision to make with regards to a brand new... Obviously, a big risk was taken there coming over to Belfast, a brand new franchise, a brand new building, but no guarantees.
No, and the rink wasn't ready until December 2nd. I think that was the date of the first game. We played at home that year, I think. But really, it was Bob Zeller who sold me on the idea, and I came over with him for a couple weekends, and it was great. And it wasn't a hard decision once I came over with him and saw what his plan was. And so I thank a lot to Bob for bringing me here, and I was glad to get that option.
The question when we have the likes of Paxton Schulte on the podcast or Shane Johnson on the podcast is always one in regards to that opening night here in this very building and the electricity that was it, and the fact that there was something new, something exciting in Belfast. A brand new building, a lot of big novelty of that. But for you, as bringing that a team as a coach and trying to promote that team and trying to bring out a winning team, you had a trouble on the road prior to it. But what was it like for you as coach bringing that team here?
It was exciting. It was exciting for everybody involved in the program, right from all the staff to myself to the players, everybody involved. It was great to get that first night open. And I'll tell you, we were at Dundonald the next morning at practice, and a lady that I saw regularly, her son was practicing in the small little ones, and she came up. She brought her mom to the first game. And about the third period, she asked her daughter, "What are those guys chasing out there?" So she didn't see the puck. So that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard, ever, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, was it difficult to get people? Because you guys went out, you were on the news constantly, the names were becoming, I'd say they become household names, especially because names like Paxton Schulte getting out there, Shane Johnson coming out there, you know, Doug Searle. I remember these names all being out. But how difficult was it to promote the Giants? We were getting sellout crowds, but was that down to the novelty of the game rather than trying to promote the game?
No, I don't think it was hard. I think the biggest thing is we had that core group of players stay on a regular basis, and everybody wanted to stay. I just couldn't keep everybody. So every single year, you kind of look for those four or five new players to bring in just a different dynamic that you didn't have the year before. And even when you win, other teams kind of chase whatever you had. So you still want to build on that. And it wasn't very difficult. I mean, once they saw the building, the crowd, every single night, the players all loved it here. A lot of players stay here pretty much year-round.
And we've still got some of them.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do. No, it was great.
Coming into Belfast, how, you know, the team, it's fair to say, hadn't had a great first season out on the road, a difficult time, but you came into Belfast, I think the second half of the season, the team performed very, very well. You know, how important was that for you as far as then building into the next season for the team, which eventually went on to have the Super League won by just after Christmas?
Again, it really started from the first season with all the players saying how good it was here, and whether I was able to offer them a contract to come back or not, that wasn't the point. Every single player loved it here. They left with a real good experience, and that word gets out. The hockey world's a small world, and next thing you know, I'm getting phone calls from players who want to come. So it went from one place for me having to chase continually for about a year. Then after that, I'm getting phone calls to if they can come and play for our team. So that was a real big adjustment over about a 24-month period.
Let's fast forward 15, 16 years, whatever. You were the coach in the very first game for the Belfast Giants. The 1,000th game, your son starts in between the nets, between the pipes for the club. Well, how proud are you of just that in itself?
Yeah, very much so. They were just little guys when we were here, and they went to school here for 3 years and learned how to play minor hockey here. And lo and behold, about 18 years later or 15 years later, he gets to play here. So we're excited. He loves being here. He's going to school. He loves that as well. So right now we've been out with him a couple of times while we've been here, and he loves his experience here. So I'm glad. I'm happy. I haven't been able to watch him very much this year, and I'm still involved in minor hockey, and we play a lot on the weekends, but I have been able to see him once or twice, so that's great.
Over the years, obviously, you know, you had the 3 years here and won the two championships with us and then moved on to Germany. You came back with regards to the Cardiff Devils and the Sheffield Steelers. But when you look back to, obviously, the trials and tribulations that the Giants and the league have and how they had to more or less start again to what we have on the ice now, what do you think the progress has been? Do you see it as being as close to what you have? Obviously, you could never get to the heights of the Super League, but it's certainly climbing.
Oh, it's climbing all the time, which is great, right? It's the hockey's very good out there. The level's very good. The players have played at the highest levels in the world, some of them, and it's been great. The league has gotten a lot better, you know, one of the reasons when I went to Germany, the Super League folded, and to be honest, they weren't sure Belfast was even going to be able to be in existence anymore because the BNL League did not want them in it. So the ownership told me that in advance, and I already had somewhere else to go, and he said, I would take it if I was you because I don't think we're going to be here. And then the league formed, so which was great. It was awesome for Belfast. The fans have been great here. I'm glad they've got a team again, and the level just keeps getting better, and it's probably the same as the Super League or not far off.
Anybody any questions in the audience? No? Otherwise, I'll just ask for another voice. Want to ask as well? No? Anybody? No? That playoff final in Nottingham against the London Knights.
Yep.
Did you really expect the hero to be Shane Johnson?
Yeah. You could take one sock off, and that's how many points he had in 3 years. So, no, it was great. It was just, that was a great weekend, right? From Kevin Riel's shootout goal the day before to get to the final, and London had a good team, and couldn't have happened to a better guy. Works hard all the time, and those are the guys that tend to win those kind of events for you.
Looking around the league, as I say, a lot of players still in and around the league, still working in the league. When it comes to you and the Belfast Giants, and you see some of the names up here that you've coached, actually, when I look to see where they are, they're like over there, I think. But the
way long ago,
which player to you stands out amongst all others with regards to the Belfast Giants that you coached?
I mean, there's a lot there, and there's different reasons for different players being as good as they are, but I think Jason Ruff, for me, was probably the best player I've coached, and he was good at everything. So, I mean, there was better goal scorers than him, there was quicker players than him, there was more physical players than him, but not much better in any of those areas than him. So I think overall, I have no understanding at all why he wasn't a 10-year or 15-year player in the NHL. I don't know. But he was great in this league. He was great for me. I talked to his coaches prior. He was great for them, too. So I think overall he was probably the best overall player I've ever had.
I think you agree with that, David, don't you?
100% agree. Jason Ruff should have played here for as many years as we could have nailed him down for. As Wes has said, he did a little bit of everything brilliantly.
And then in regards to what you've seen in the last couple of days, the Belfast Giants, we've asked these guys their opinions on the team. What's your opinions on the team? Let's take it the fact that your son's in goal.
Yeah.
What do you think of the team as of what you've seen of them?
I think they have an excellent team. I think they have a team that has a chance to win it. I think there is three or four teams probably on par, but I think it'll come down to the playoffs. And the other night I got to watch them play Manchester, and the odd game I've seen so far, they may be lacking luck around the net because they sure have the puck a lot. And to only win that game in overtime, they deserve to win the game earlier than that, to be honest to you, in my opinion. And they had a lot more of the chances, and it just wasn't going their way. So, but they're on a roll right now, so every time you're on a roll, you don't want that to end.
And apart from helping produce Belfast Giants currently, and maybe we'll see Brandon in a Giants shirt at some time, but what does the future hold for Dave Whistle? What are you doing now? What are you working at?
I work in a hockey academy. I still coach hockey and help out other coaches learning to coach, and they're from 13 to 17-year-olds, so I'm enjoying my time doing it again, and we're looking at different things, and who knows? I enjoy what I'm doing right now, and I'm still getting to be involved in hockey, which I love doing every day.
Fantastic. Listen, thank you very much for joining us on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the great David Whistle.
Thanks very much.
Right, lads, let's quickly move on to tonight's game. We had a quick chat with Neil Russell, our coach, Coach Davey. I know, you get that all the time. Go ahead, Davey, do you want to talk about the mugs?
Half a dozen mugs left.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back. With half a dozen mugs left, even less than that, 5 mugs left. £10 off every penny going to charity. You nominate a charity, we'll pull it out of a hat tonight. Your charity has a chance of winning. They're mugs that commemorate 22nd of October 2002, the night that we formed our hatred of the Nottingham Panthers. And it's not like we hold a grudge, but yes, there's five mugs left. So anybody wants one, give us a shout afterwards. We'll take your details, take a tenner off you, and give you a mug.
Absolutely. We're going to invite up one more guest here. He's just walked in. The last time he watched the Belfast Giants play the Manchester Storm, it didn't go too well. But we're up for a quick chat. Please welcome from Coronation Street, Mr. Charlie Lawson.
How are you? Sorry I'm late. Sorry I'm late. It's nothing to do with me. It's the bucking flights. Honestly, God, there's been? Too many Manx trying to go somewhere, you know. Sorry, yeah,
tell me about it.
That was bucking with a B, by the way, so don't worry. So how are you all?
Not too bad.
Right, who's here?
I'm Simon.
Simon, how are you?
Great.
How are you doing? Oh, you need to know.
I'm Aaron Kernan.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
David.
How are you, Davey? How are you doing? How are you? Right, I hope it's a better result tonight than it was the last time. We were in a big barn of a place and it was pissing rain through the roof. And we got beaten by Altrincham, for Christ's sake. I haven't come all this way for that to happen tonight, so come on!
So that's it then. You said the last time we spoke in Manchester that you were fully behind the chance. Now, you're the guest of the Manchester Storm today, but you're still behind the chance.
Well, look, yes, I am. I'm the guest. I'm with Neil tonight and Hannah, who've very kindly brought us over from the Storm, Manchester Storm. But, look, you know me. I'm supporting the Giants, for Christ's sake, of course I am. I shouldn't say that, as I'm in the opposition box, but there you go.
What did you think? Apart from the 5-1 defeat, was that your first hockey game, or did you get to go
no,
and you went over
I
to
was,
Canada?
I worked a lot in Canada many years ago, and I was very fortunate to be in Toronto at the Young Theatre, and I was there. The Alex Theatre at Yonge Street, and I was very fortunate. Don't ask me what game it was, but I was able to go to the Toronto, the old stadium. Was it, somebody help me here? Was it the Maple Leafs?
Maple Leafs.
I tell you, Jesus, it was an amazing old place, you know. And I was able to go there, and that was my first taste of ice hockey. Apart from that, it was just watching the Olympics and people knock you know what out of each other. But it's a superb sport. And then I became aware of it over here when Belfast went through that extraordinary change a few years ago, 15, 20 years ago, and all of a sudden ice hockey arrived here, and a young actor in those days, Michael Codron, introduced me to it. He told me about it. Now, I never went, so this is my first visit, and I'm over the moon to be here, absolutely. And I've just had a wee look inside the stadium. It's spectacular. It's great.
And you went to the Storm game. In comparison, it's a little
well,
bit different.
Well, yes, it's a little bit better than the shed over there.
I got some Storm fans in the corner aren't happy.
Any Storm fans? No, where are you? Where are you? Ach, don't be shy. Oh, you the wee girl who's been on to me on Twitter. All right, okay, you look like her.
Don't worry, I'll see you
in a minute anyway.
So how are you going to deal with the fact that the Giants win here? You're going to be amongst all these Manchester Storm fans in that box. I'm sure you're going to be
no bother. Look, I'm Northern Irish. I've been amongst all sorts of different fans through my life. As you all know.
And how's life treating you now then, Charlie? What are you working on?
Very good. Just finished a really good series that you might have seen on BBC. We're waiting to do series 2. That was My Mother's and Other Strangers. Just finished a series at Sky called Are We There Yet? Which is going to Canada and then Australia first, and then coming here. And then Stephen Nolan, who you all know, you know, Big Stephen. I know you either love him, you hate him, but he's a darling man.
Stephen with a PH, Don yeah, Nolan.
Stephen with a PH, yeah. And Stephen with a never answers his phone. Stephen with never pays you when you're meant to bloody get paid. Stephen, I love you, big boy. But, yeah, and we've just got two documentaries to do with the BBC about PTSD. Not just police soldiers, whatever, but blah, 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 the whole thing. So two interesting documentaries to do. So very busy. Delighted to be here tonight and tomorrow. Anybody wants pickies or whatever, just come up and ask. Lovely to be here.
How often do you get something shouted about Jim McDonald? You're synonymous with the character of Jim McDonald. How often do you get people coming up and saying, so it is, or what
very,
about you?
Look, very proud of it. Most people know me as Charlie over here, so... It's even better when somebody comes and says, what about you, Charlie? You want a picture? I'm very proud of what I did at Corrie. I was there 11 years, and I've been back there every year since. So, very proud. You know, years and years ago, before a lot of you kids were born, we didn't have a lot to shout about over here. You know, there was a lot of bad times, and Northern Ireland looks after its own, was very proud of all the good people that come out of here. So, I'm very lucky to ride the crest of that wave. But I appreciate and I understand what people feel, the kindness they feel. I don't need a microphone. I'm an actor, darling. So very proud to be here, and I know what everybody thinks of Jimmy Nesbitt and me and all the rest of the people who love Northern Ireland and are just delighted every time to be able to come home and spend a little wee time with you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give your appreciation. Thanks very much to Charlie Lawson. Get that man a drink.
How do you follow that?
Listen, there's a McCool's card. I got a card. Right, let's wind this up very quickly. Tonight's game against the Manchester Storm. We spoke earlier on in regards to how well they're playing. So Neil, about how well they're playing. However, we've never really been that convincing. And they have the ability to get in behind, to get those shots on goal, to get those chances on our net. I believe that Jackson Whistle might be starting tonight. I'm not sure. I think he is starting tonight.
Yeah, Jackson Whistle's got the start.
What are you expecting from tonight's game?
I think we really need to get off to a really good start. It's going to be one of those games where Manchester Storm, they start every single game exactly the same way. They're all coming out 100 miles an hour. They're trying to literally get on the front foot as quick as possible. And I just think we need to stop that as quick as they get a quick goal behind Clement and push on from there.
David.
Go ahead.
Go for it, Aaron.
Yeah, pretty much what Sis says. I think we need to get ahead early. If we fall behind, the Storm are very adept at sitting back and then play. They're a very fast team and playing on the break. So I think it's important that we get off to a good start, and probably I think we need to take the lead and take it from there.
10 games unbeaten. Davey, I dread to say it. Brooksy was there. He was trying to get me not to say it, but that's a streak.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about let's not talk about the streak. That's one game at a time, one period at a time. I know it's cliche. Coach should be here for the cliches, wrapping right here. But it's let's get them turned, let them face their own goaltender, and let's get shots on and try and get a goal early.
And then we'll come back to yourself. Says we've talked about getting that momentum tonight. We've obviously got the Clan. We've got the Coventry Blaze leading up to Sheffield. So it's still a busy time.
Yeah, 13 games in December. That's. The guys, for anybody, I know there's quite a few people over in Bray headed on Monday. They really did put a shift in on Monday evening in the shopping centre. And one of the things, they had 2 days off. And obviously, they come back. They didn't skate yesterday. Skated this morning. And I just think that, the boys they're on a roll. They just want to keep it going. They want to continue it as long as possible. And long may it continue.
Yeah, we got one more TFA to do before we go, and it comes from Anthony Russell, and he asks, would you rather fight a Barry Nicar-sized duck or 5 duck-sized Barry Nicars?
Oh, definitely 5 ducks, so 5 wins.
And on that note, guys, we're going to wrap things. Oh, no, actually, we have one more question. Your highlight of the season so far?
Charlie Lawson on stage here tonight.
Can't beat that, Aaron.
The overtime goal against the Storm last week, just for the moment.
Simon?
Seeing wee Blake be the guest at Sheffield.
That was a great night.
Brilliant.
Great night.
I absolutely hate the Steelers, but that was fantastic in fairness to them.
Very good night. Well, guys, listen, I think we're going to wrap it up there and let you go about your business. Hold on, one more thing to do. Come here, come. You got to speak last time and you were down to speak this time, weren't you? It was against Sheffield
last year.
A little microphone. Yeah. What do you have to say for yourself now?
Well, we're going to stuff the Manchester Storm. Yeah. If we can do what we did in midweek, then we can do the same tonight.
Is that it?
And we're also going to win. I was at the game against Edinburgh where they won 9-6, and James Demarai, Blair Riley and Mike Forney played amazing, so hopefully they can do the same damage again tonight as they did against Edinburgh.
Brilliant. Well done, lad. And on that note, I want to say a big thanks to these guys, to Davey, to Aaron and to Suze, to Neil Russell for joining us, to Stevie and to Phil. You'll get your prizes, I'm sure. Just talk to Davey for joining us in the quiz.
Good luck with that.
to Dave Whistle for joining us as well. To everybody who's watching on Facebook Live. To the guys from Giants, Belfast Giants TV, and to the Belfast Giants for hosting it. And to everybody who is here today. We're so overwhelmed by how many people came out to watch us. We really, really appreciate it. If you do want a mug, come up and see this mug here. This mug, only five left. And wherever you are this week, and we hope you enjoy your hockey. We'll catch you here next time. All of you from the bridge. Thanks very much.